ganging up on us for years.
Minding my indigenous business isn't as easy as it sounds. When I'm trying to find a good sugar cereal, someone might want to touch my braids or ask me to give them an Indian name. My calculated response must sometimes include not being a mean Indian, an insensitive Indian, the kind of Indian that might complain about having our land taken, language lost, and our ceremonies criminalized. Sometimes being an asshole is the best option. I endow you with the Indian name Sadu, which means dog in my native tongue. And you might be asking yourself, why dog? Because in the same way a dog doesn't have enough sense to disregard its own feces, you keep messing with native people, wanting more Indian names and romantic notions of your sense of pioneer superiority, without realizing that sometimes, just sometimes, the only good pioneer is a dead pioneer. Because there will always be another settler to take your place and begin the cycle all over again. What's your Indian name? Can I have an Indian name? So I name you Atsakwita, which means sunburn, or literal translation is red. Because you have the skin of someone who seems to be in a fight with the sun, a fight that you're losing. When some say, you lost, we won, get over it, I can't help but think maybe in terms of the sun, you're losing. The sun is winning. Get over it. The only thing worse than an angry Indian, a spiteful Indian, is an insensitive Indian, because we shouldn't be mad, right? We should be grateful for iPhones and education and Teflon pots and flower shops and capitalism and student loans and just enough English to communicate with you your new Indian name in English, which is white person who talks too much, presumes too much, and has no boundaries, which is a mouthful.